Ever have one of those days where you just wish for a moment to reset your soul? If so, these soul resets are exactly what you need. A chance to realign your soul, refocus your thoughts, and reorient your mind. There are moments when all of us need a reframe. When our hearts and minds need truth to anchor us and guide us through the noise and challenges of life. This is your space. To pause and reset, to breathe in clarity, let go of the weight you're carrying, and refocus on what truly matters. It's time to reset your soul so you can rise up and radiate. Let's begin. Have you ever stood at the edge of something God promised, feeling both excitement and absolutely terrified? That's where Joshua was when God spoke these words over him: a new land, a new responsibility, a new assignment, but also new enemies and a different kind of pressure. Joshua 1:6-9 says, "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Did you catch what God said? He said, "Be strong and courageous," not once, not twice, but three times. This wasn't a pep talk. It was a command, a reset of the soul for a leader about to step into his assignment. And I believe God wants to do the same for you. So let's slow down and reset together. Take a deep breath in. Now release it slowly. You don't have to rush. Let your soul catch up to where you are right now. Be strong. The Hebrew word is chazak, and it means to become firm, resolute, or secure. God isn't asking you to feel strong. He's inviting you to be strengthened by Him, to root your security in His voice, not in your circumstances. Be courageous. The Hebrews is a mess. To be bold, brave, or alert. This kind of courage doesn't come from self-confidence. It's born out of a divine assurance. You can walk boldly when you know who walks with you. But here's the clincher. Strength and courage alone don't bring success. God continues, "Be careful to obey. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Meditate on my word day and night." So that means success, true success, is not about striving harder or doing more or figuring it all out. It's about obedience, daily devotion. It's about anchoring your thoughts in God's truth so deeply that your steps naturally follow. This isn't just a to-do list. It's a soul alignment strategy. So if you're wondering, how do I step into my promised land? Number one, stay rooted in the word day and night. Number two, stay aligned with obedience. Don't veer. Number three, stay aware of His presence. He is with you. When fear rises, remember, God didn't say, "Don't feel afraid." He said, "Don't let fear rule you, because He is with you wherever you go." Let this be your soul's anchor today. I will be strong. I will be courageous. I will obey God's word. I will not fear. I will not be discouraged. My success is secure because my Savior walks with me. Lord, thank you that you are a God who walks with us. I pray today that your strength would pour out over every listener, that your courage would infuse them to obey your word so they don't have to be afraid, Lord, so they don't have to be discouraged. Lord, I pray that they would know right now in this moment that as long as they are leaning into you, that their success is secure because you walk with them. Cover your daughters, cover your sons today, and may they stand up in strength and courage, no matter what they're facing, because you walk with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Now take one more deep breath in. Let courage arise as you exhale. You're not walking into your promise alone. You're walking in with the King of Heaven by your side. Now go, be bold, be faithful, and radiate.